and we're not even living in squalor. Pretty nice outfit. Yeah. Plus, you have to phrase it right to those social justice warriors. You know, you don't want them to get, you don't want to get in their face and tell them how much snotheads they are. But just give them some good suggestions. And if they go, well, I'm not going to take that, then you go, well, then I'm really confused about what you're bellyaching about. If you're not willing to be part of the solution, I said, then I don't think you have anything to tell me. Anyway, no. Wow. Too late. Okay. Now we can do that. Oh, and they're slowing down anyway. See, Lisa. I know. Sorry. Nobody's in a dang rush except us. So. Yeah. So you guys need to go down to Central America and you go, and it's not to go and hand out free food and water to people because they don't need it. Because you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Your parents aren't sending you to some silly college where you're learning women's studies or something. Which is an absolute waste of your life. You might as well just, you know, you need to take a sheet from the Christians to go on these crusades or just missions to be nice. And I know you hate Christians because they're evil and wicked. You go, fine, then. You need to do what Christians are doing, but do it better and say you're doing it in the name of Karl Marx or whoever. Says, I don't really care who you're doing it for as long as you do something. Yeah, I said, make, you know, do it in the name of the Flying Spaghetti Monster for all we care. This is just, quit tearing up crap here because you think that's doing something. Because it's not doing anything. Just tearing up crap. So we would much rather hear you telling us your daily trials of trying to help people get on their feet and do amazing things and stuff like that, you know. Go down and build a freaking railroad in Honduras, please. So that they can have better access to markets all over the world. Oh, is this a new one? Yeah. House for sale? Oh, okay. Pay attention. Yeah? Okay. You know, Mickey said that there was nothing happening. He says, you know, it doesn't seem like much is happening, but it's stuff happening. As long as you're not expecting it to be a boom town, you're okay. La 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 So yeah. And you go, use those minds and certainly those resources that you kids have. Let them go do this stuff. Much better to spend your thought and resources on that than going around trying to kill off conservatives. If conservatives aren't trying to save the world, why don't you spend your time saving the world instead of chastising conservatives for not trying to save the world? Guess what's happening? Number one, the world's not being saved. And you're just pissing everybody off. I don't know why you guys think that's a virtue. But usually it's better to lead by example rather than by nipping at everybody's heels. Huh? Oh, okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I understand. I'm sorry. You want to snuggle until 10 o'clock. Okay. All right. As long as I know it's coming, I'll be okay. That's all. I'm a grossly impatient person. Yeah. Just go down there and be school teacher. Go down there and do other things. It says, number one, it'll give you a real life education that's really useful, which America is really not providing for you anymore. You go, well, guess what? You're going to, yeah, it says, you can teach them English and they'll teach you Spanish. Maybe you'll figure out what they really need down there. Figure out why they're killing themselves trying to get up here. And you'll figure out that they could have the same things down there if they could take care of some. But then, you know, it'll be amazing if we see that you guys who are such pacifists, so wonderful, this is, you know what? I learned to shoot a rifle because I found out what these people really needed was a lot of good people with guns down there going after evil. It says, I know evil's down there. They're all fleeing evil. It says, and we've got to, you know, it says, and we had to kill them. It said there was just nothing else to it. You couldn't bargain with them. Couldn't do a thing with them except just shoot them. Because they wouldn't leave other people alone. Come on. Hope not. Well, no. You know, never turn people on. I'm all for that. The green car? Oh! Yeah. Uh-oh. I know what Matt likes about that. That's the kind of vehicle for Matt's sensibilities, huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. Ahem. Now, I was looking at those four-wheeled bicycle-y things are called quadricycles these days, or...
Really?
Yeah. And, everybody wants a ton of money, man.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. If you bought it on layaway or something like that, I think you could do it. Oh, yeah? That's a nice, cute little house. Not bad, not bad. I know the lady that used to be LDS, she decided to become an ordained minister for this outfit. Now, I don't know if they ultimately I don't know if they got rid of her, but, you know, I seem to think she moved on. Anyway. No. I'm guessing they do. It doesn't appear abandoned at all. Yeah, somebody's working it. But I think they own this whole thing here. So. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Pardon me. Yeah. You're going, and the road to progress has nothing to do with people's sexual bent or whether they think they're the right gender or not. That's just, you know, so that doesn't help anybody feed their family. Like, it doesn't even produce families. Yeah. You know, it's like, these are signs of people who have too much time on their hands, certainly too much money available to them, and nothing more interesting to do. There you go, yeah. Need to do other things. Need to get busy. Busy, busy, busy. Come in. Yeah. Thank you. No? Yep. Climbing the hill. It's a little stiffer the further up we go, though. Okay. Nice. You're stomping? Yeah. You've been doing quite a bit.
I know.
You're surprised you're still doing that?
Yes.
Okay. Ah, I hate backtracking. It's just a weird thing I've got.
Well, no. How did you get that?
Yeah. You can see mesa after mesa after mesa. Look at that, man. Yeah. Look at all those. You can see Pink came out, then you can saddle back, then you can see the one beyond that, the one beyond that. Mesa Redonda and all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah. Do 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 do. Mom just likes multiple hills, Matt. That's all there is to it. She wants to catch every hill she can. That's a good thing. Yeah. Pardon me. Well, they're not ready yet, Matt. Oh, okay. They sent us a text message, Matt, that the Rom Reels aren't going to be able to get their truck until 2, which I think is funny because it's like, oh. You guys might very unhappily find that it's not going to be ready at all today. Which is, that's why I never rent anything in Tucum Carry, because I can't guarantee a darn thing. Yeah, just go pick up some clothes. Or even an Amarillo if you're not wanting to fight it. And you want to actually make plans. Because if you do it around here, you can't make plans. Yeah, as long as it's like, well, we'll do it on the day when the truck finally shows up. So because they don't actually, I guess they do, but yeah. Yeah, when they say, oh, I need a truck at Tucum Carry, New Mexico, and the reservation system says, sure, no problem. The reservation system says, nobody's dropped off a truck that size in Tucum Carry yet, but we're sure it's going to happen. Just give it a few more hours. And it's like, guys, very rarely this church is one dropped off here. You guys are waiting around for something that isn't going to happen. You got to go to where the truck is. It's like saying, oh, we'll just take it down to Kinko's and send it to me. And it's like, Kinko's, that's funny. I think they still have one of those in Amarillo, maybe. Yeah, jeez. The credit agency wanted my driver's license to show my current address on it. It's like, I am not paying out the money to get a new driver's license. Probably not. Yeah, I know. They're all excited.
Hold on, folks, to your dog.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. Oh, hey. Next week I get a 3-day weekend, right?
No.
We're getting real close to it. I get Liberty now. Yay! Well, there's no immediate rules against it, but I didn't know what we were going to do. I know you just kind of want to have me around, but that's a...
barbecue.
Well, yeah, if I can do that on a day. Anyway, I kind of wanted to save up for bigger things, you know?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
A bigger vacation? Go and do something? No, me either. I don't know that club.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. Good morning. Seems like the nicest places are the only people that folks can afford them are law enforcement. And they go, no, we can have lots of law enforcement. Apparently there's a really big derailment just between Clovis and Portales and blocked off the roads and everything. Apparently one of those big milk trucks was going across a railroad track and he miscalculated and got hit. Apparently didn't kill the guy, but they said, boy, he was acting funny. I don't know. They finally hauled him off. But yeah, I said his truck was absolutely destroyed. And of course, the train lost. The train was derailed and screwed up pretty bad, too. Jeremy was talking about it because he was caught and he was trying to get to work. No train now.
Morning.
Yeah? Yeah. I think so. I don't know. It was the missionaries bringing up that whole thing about to be more protective of things or not? You go, I think the Lord is more of a just wear yourself out thing.
I'm
Oh, the little needle inside is what moves, Matt, not the other part.
Well, if someone's left there, you're heading west.
So north is that way.
Yeah.
Is that what your compass says?
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's good. Good compass. It only does one thing, Matt.
It points north,
and that is the sum total of its usefulness. You got the little thing around it to help do calculations and figure out some stuff, but
if you know that north, and you can figure out east, west, south, and know it's really growing.
You don't go around in circles. That's always good. But I've been on a foot dog before. Get riled up.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's going pretty good. Yeah, I know. I love you. There. I was reading something. You know, they said now, not taking into account stuff we already know, kind of stupid, which is, you know, processing your food, all the extra gunk they add to it, just going to make it weird. They said, it seems to be more of an issue of the problems of time of day when you're eating. There have been more studies done, and they said that one's probably the most major factor. Yeah. Didn't help me much. That's okay.
Because I'm never going to have to eat at home. I mean, you can just give it to you for lunch. I'm not healthy. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's a little lighter.
Yeah. I think that's what they basically say. They said you should eat the bulk of what you're going to be eating in the day, in the middle of the day. The other thing I read said that fasting was awfully good. I don't mean the kind of fasting we do, which is like food and water. Just food. It's all right. No, I have not. I don't know what I'm waiting to do. That's why I say, you know, I probably shouldn't spend several hundred dollars on something that I'm kind of reticent to even use. Yeah. Well, not out of broadcast. Let's put my thing out there, see if anybody else responds. Oh, are you doing the sidewalk? Okay. Oh, this is another one of your backtracks. Okay, got it. Oh, it's a good hill. Gotta tell you. Yeah. Anyway, suggested people fast more. So it's kind of like the ketosis thing. It And they harken back to older times, you know. For most people that weren't rich, really sharp rock in my shoe. Cutting into me. Anyway. Yeah. Well, the problem is it feels like it's freaking nice. It's not like a rock. No, it's fine. It's fine. Let's just go. I don't mean to be rude. Fine. It's wandering around in there, and every once in a while it hits me bad. That's all. I'm okay. It's like getting bit on the inside of your lip. I'm not going to change anything about it. I'm just going to know that it didn't happen. Anyway, there was old, you know, they said back when you weren't so dang freaking prosperous. So that really ends up being kind of our, half of our problem, is that we've gotten accustomed to having three pretty hefty meals a day, at least.
Yeah.
Plenty of snacks in between.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the diabetic people who are saying, you know, you need to regulate your sugar. Snacking all the time helps you, you know, so it doesn't go up and down so drastically. It's actually made so that you can actually use the numbers you get off of a meter, right? When you poke your finger.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you went back down. Oh, sorry, touch that.
Okay.
Okay. Just got something kind of wore its way down to a painful spot, that's all. Oh. Anyway. Oh. It's a nice view. From up here. Not a bad valley here.
Take a picture.
Take a picture,
Matt.
Good deal. Anyways, so yeah, the whole idea, you know, it's like some of these people used to go for a day or two before the next food opportunity presented itself. And like they said, I said, you didn't hear about health problems particularly. It says most people died from some weird disease that they contracted back then, you know, Spanish flu, whatever. Yeah. Having some injury kill them or stuff like that. It said you didn't hear a whole lot about people dying of other things except for rich people. Rich people had these weird other diseases that kind of got them.
No.
Yeah, well, no, God doesn't kill you. Yeah. What about her? Oh, my. Oh my.
He can't even move or feel the poison in his left
foot. Oh my gosh.
He's exhausted all the time. And
let's do it again.
He doesn't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to the doctor and they don't even know what's wrong with him.
Huh. Oh. Here, Matt. Somebody broke the latch off.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's fixed it. Cost about $1.50 to get a new latch to fix it. But they're not going to do that. Not important enough. Okay. That's my work. Absolutely. Not having any other suggestions. Yeah. It's just been going downhill.
Yeah.
Spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I hope. Well, whatever happens, happens, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Well,
for all I know, Toon Cray Schools is in really bad shape financially. I can't think that there's a lot more. It's dropping like a rock. And the only ones that can't go to a county school to try to escape it were at some level are left behind. Oops. Hey. This is W5JSN getting interrupted by my wife, so I can't think. I'm in Tucum, Carey. Oh, no, boy. He gave one shot and he was gone. This is W5JSN.
Channel
W5JSN, calling CQ. Any stations that are listening, standing by. Sorry. You're trying to help me, and you're actually confusing me more. I'm trying to process, and then you're shooting stuff at me. It's like, Lisa, ah, I love you. I know you're trying to help me. Thank you. Oh, pardon me. Anyway, yeah. The problem is that this fasting brings on that ketosis that everybody talks about, you know, when you want to burn your fat. And you go, it's really easy. Once your body runs out of sugars to work with, it'll naturally kick over and do the fast. But you don't necessarily have to do all the fighting that they do where they say, oh no, I'll never touch carb again, you know, oh God, I'm just going to stay in ketosis all the time, and you go, that's probably not smart. But not eating so much, not eating so often, says you won't have the, you know, it's just, you just won't be able to build up fat because your body will constantly be dipping into it. Like the opposite of compound interest. You know? The human body is a fantastic saver, I tell you. And it's a hoarder, too. It'll hang on to that stuff and hang on to that stuff. And just build up and build up and build up. And if you never spend any of it, oh yeah, you're going to have a nice fat retirement. And you go, it's nice, it's fat. You go, I wish people could do that with their money instead of doing that with their, you know, their bodies. So we've got it backwards. We need to treat our bodies the way we treat our money. We need to treat our money the way we treat our bodies. And boy, let me tell you, people would be going far better. Burn through them calories, man. Excuse me, yeah. I said, the raw amount that we exercise is absolutely insane. Anybody from any other generation of the past would look at us and say, this is insanity. What are you doing? What are you in a gosh darn freaking hurry for? You're walking nowhere. What are you doing? It's like, they tell me if I don't do this, I'll die. And you're going, who are you listening to? Yeah. What kind of a moron would say such a thing? Yeah, with their head somewhere. Yeah. Trust me, once they got there, they didn't do that.
They walked everywhere.
Well, yeah, once you had a horse. That was only if you were kind of rich and you kind of wanted to protect your horse. Yeah. That's right. I said, just don't use your dang vehicle. Here, Max. I said, yeah. I said, it was an amazing thing. Well, you know, back in the day, before refrigeration, you had to basically go somewhere every day. Or at least quite often, unless you were growing your own, which most people did. That's right. You can haul a little bit behind you.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of bags.
Yeah, I'm walking.
just find something more interesting to walk through. We get in our cars, and we drive to a gym to exercise, drive back, and you're going, okay, that doesn't make any sense. If your great-grandfather would smack you if he saw it, don't do it.
Welcome back. What are you doing?
Not bad at all this time of day. It's going to be cooler next week. Now this weekend's going to be bad. So. This is W5JSN. Juliet, Sierra, November. You're right. No, it's just, you know, I'm going to look like a dingleberry no matter what. You might as well just sit back and watch and enjoy, as opposed to trying to help me not look like a dingleberry. Oh, I didn't know he had an announcer. It must not run during the night. Anyway. Yeah, chances are the other guy that was on there, he was mobile, zooming past. A lot more power than I have. And he couldn't hear me. That I have absolutely no idea if I actually activate the repeater at all. Mike Sparrows.
Can you feel it burning?
Oh, burning. So I'm feeling it, Lee. I'm feeling something. Oh, yeah. Woo. So. Yeah. It seems like everybody I hear. Now, I don't go back to the whole paleo thing where we're all supposed to go out and hunt and be crazy. Instead, you know, I don't think everybody always says, oh, agriculture was such a mistake. We shouldn't have done that. And you're going, well, we crossbred wheat into almost being poisonous. So we're having some issues. Oh, the iPod this time. Okay. Oh. Anyway. So, yeah. Right. Yeah, you don't feel anything. You actually just have to move faster. And to a certain extent, that starts creating other problems.
Yeah.
So this is better, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, don't eat as often. Certainly don't eat as much. That was my major problem. That was why I basically told him. I said, oh, it's easy. It's mine. It's just portion control. Don't eat so dang much. I won't tell them what else I'm doing, because they'll all say, well, you shouldn't be doing that kind of things without your doctor's absolute weekly guidance on whether you're okay or not. And you go, oh, hey, I know. Doctors love that. Oh, if I said stuff like, I skip entire meals. You go, oh, no, you should never do that. And you go, I don't mean to be rude to you guys. But yeah, I should. That's not good for diabetes. And you're going, actually, it kind of is. It's an insulin thing, diabetes is. I said, and if there's nothing to process, the body doesn't feel the need to generate the insulin. And your blood glucose will get too low and you go, eat some protein when that happens. Well, that's not the right way to handle it. And you go, looks for me. When I start getting dizzy or shaky because I'm having problems, go around. And I say I've talked to my doctors about this, which I really haven't. You know, because I'm sorry. So I get plenty of advice. And that's all a doctor gives you is just the current thinking. And honestly, because, yeah, number one, it changes all the time. Number two, you can get that on the internet for free. Why on earth am I paying a doctor to sit there and tell me what he thinks I should be doing when all he's doing is basically getting his information off the internet? So they all go to WebMD too, but so do I. Yeah. Because what's the difference? Well, he's doing monitoring of you, and it's really important, and you go, what little monitoring I need to do mostly has to do with how I'm feeling, stuff like that. Right. And just figure out if you're gonna lose that piece.
Yeah.
Bless you. Go see. Because you pay these guys all this money, and all they do is they go and they look it up.
What?
And they go, you can do the same thing. Of course, the doctors will swear up and down, don't you dare do that, because you really don't know what you're doing. And you're going, guess what? I said, I don't mean to be rude, but you're only two or three notches above that. Yeah. But it probably was not much to it. Well, the only reason that's so is because the doctors have a concession on that. You aren't allowed to have this unless a doctor gives it to you. And you're going, you know, And in some countries, that's not even true. You go, can I get penicillin? I said, oh yeah, because I can get it illegally, which is strange in a country where you're supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And just yeah, and penicillin, dirt cheap. I mean, it's easy to make. This is W5JSN, Whiskey 5 Juliet, Sierra November. I guess I need somebody to come back and let me know if I'm hitting the repeater okay. Just put the split in last week, now I'm just getting around to testing it. Yeah, my course. I think it's interesting. Is the horse straight? Oh, we can go. Yeah, stop. We don't. Oh boy, we're right here. How about? Cool. Anyway, yeah, it's nice. I think it's interesting because the actual scripture that talks about having the elders come and bless the sick, it's actually prefaced by, if ye lack faith. It's like, you guys need to read your scriptures. I'm not saying people shouldn't get blessings. I'm just saying when I get sick, I don't usually ask for a blessing. Why? Because I have faith that I'll be okay. This too shall pass. Well, you know, and people use blessings like they, you know, like it's another pill. And you go, okay. I'm not going to say a whole lot to people, you know. It is an act of faith when you basically don't have faith otherwise, or you're not practicing very much or whatever. It's a good thing. I'm not going to poo-poo it, you know. Plenty of stories saying how, you know, you can heal people. And you go, yeah, no, nothing left to it. It's not happening. But the Lord says something interesting about it. Well, Ray must not be around today. That's kind of the tricky part. As far as I'm aware, there's only two users in the whole world, and everybody who whizzes by gives you about a minute and a half to respond. If you don't, they're gone. And you go, okay. Yeah. I'm good.
I'm with you. Sure, why not? Oh,
friend. What are these for anyway? They're really annoying to sit on. It just makes it so it's not really a tear for me. I'm fighting with other stuff.
I remember when you were from Farmington. Yeah. You could come. Yeah, so glad or something. Anyway, I was there trying to deal with all the kids. And I mean, you just need